Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, roll it. Isn't it wonderful, Stanley? Our first convention.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go on the Act Like a Stupid Ass convention. That's right. 3 days of acting stupid. What a wonderful organization. Gives us a chance to really let our hair down and do what we want. It's a good thing that the wives aren't here. There'd be nothing but trouble. That's right, because they don't know how to act stupid. That's right. Anyway, where do we have to get off this train? Bismarck, North Dakota. Bismarck, North Dakota? What's over there? Well, that's where the big, stupid cemetery is. When we go. And we go right to stupid cemetery. Stupid cemetery. Isn't that lovely? Well, listen, Paoli, why have you got your pajamas on? And I wanted to look stupid. Oh, I see. Well, listen, we better get some rest. Now, there's two bunks, the upper and the lower. I'll take the lower. Oh, no, you don't. I can't get up there. Don't you see the difference between me and you? Just look in that mirror. Well, I can look in the mirror, but you better not. You might break it. Don't get smart. This is a stupid convention. Now, just get up there and go to sleep. We got to get a good night's rest because tomorrow morning is the balloon. We have the balloon initiation tomorrow morning. Balloon initiation, what's that? That's where you fill up the balloon with water and throw it out the window. Oh. Gee, I did that before, you know. What happened? Well, I forgot to open the window. I got all wet. You're stupid. That's right. That's why I'm here at the stupid convention. Well, good night, Ollie. You get a good night's sleep, and I'll see you in the morning, and we'll both act stupid. Now, wait a minute. Before you get up in that bunk, I got a couple of questions I want to ask you to make sure that everything is good. Are you hungry? No. Are you thirsty? No. Do you have everything? Oh, yeah. All right, now get up there. Go to sleep. Say, Ollie, what is it? You forgot to ask me if I wanted a cigarette. A cigarette? What do you mean? What? Get down. Get down. Now listen. That'll be enough of that. You don't mind if I smoke, do you? I don't care. You want. Gee, that's a nice thought. Burning on the stupid... I wonder what time it is. I don't know. There's no Chinese restaurant in this, on this train, so we can't tell what time it is. Well, what's that got to do with it? Well, you can time the dishes. 4 minutes to make cuckoo waffle, 2 minutes to make wow cuckoo, and 3 hours to make owl soup now. Owl soup now? Well, what about how now, brown cow? Oh, I don't know. Now, brown cow. Now, listen. Now, wait a minute, Ollie. I didn't tell you, but remember that shopping bag I brought on board? Yeah, what's that? Well, I got some real good things for the convention when we're in the hotel room, see, so we don't get bored. I got these fake marshmallows. I got these handcuffs. Handcuffs? Yeah, see, they're a lot of fun, see. Put one on your wrist, and then I put one on my wrist, and we're handcuffed together, and we start talking, you know, yakking it up, and before you know it, the other fella gets all panicky and says, well, get me out of here. But there's no key, you know, there ain't no key, and there's no way to get them off. The only way you can get them off is you got to go 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. What kind of a thing is that? Well, that's the new, that's the new look. All right, now get the key and get me out of here. There ain't no key. What? What do you mean? Oh, you mean I'm handcuffed to you for the stupid convention for the next 3 days? Well, unless you can boom. 1, 2, 3, boom. Boom, boom, boom. You're not bumping right, Stanley. Well, don't get excited. We get the Bismarck off the cutter. We get a hacksaw, and I'll get you out. Don't worry. Well, here, take it easy. Just here. Have a marshmallow. Thank you. Well, now listen, it's all right, don't worry, Stanley, you won't starve to death, you'll be all right, you wouldn't waste away if you stayed up for 9 years. Oh, shut up. All right, the stupid convention. Yeah. I wonder why I never heard of a stupid convention, but some of these conventions are stupid, like the presidential primary. That's a stupid convention.
Yes,
waste of
is.
Money, waste of resources and all that. You know, and we got to pay for all that stuff.
Yes,
American taxes. All right, inner sight. Tonight. And let's see, what we got tonight? We got Red Fox exclusive, mm-hmm. written for Interside. Red Fox, Fred Sanford with the Ding-a-ling Doctor. All right. Ding-a-ling Doctor with Fred. We'll have that. Jimmy Ginnigan will be here. Louis is supposed to be here.
I just saw him.
Heard from Sweet Pepper Treat. She'll
yes,
be
she's
here with a couple of Father Day songs.
Aww.
All right. It's dedicated to all you deadbeat dads.
Deadbeat, eh?
All right, Inner Sight, Frolic, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Hey, go over there and have a great sandwich. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle. Tell them Inner Sight sent you. They'll like that. All right. Nobody Starved on Long Island, one of our friends. Dog food, cat food, animal food, 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their big shindig coming up in July for the Americans with Disability Act.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to that.
Are you
shindig,
going?
Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, Big Shindig, Silo, 631-880-7929 on Silo. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight reminds you. And we're brought to you by Inner Sight. Which means freedom.
That's right.
631-224-3090 is our phone number. Oh, email on Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight 1620@gmail.com. All right. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good information? Call Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Those are some of the people that help us. Islip Queen is another one. And Suffolk Bus Corp, one of our good friends, of course. And all our friends. And we once again... thank everyone for participating in the day for Milton. All right.
We have...
let's see. We got... What?
We have people waiting for you.
Well, let them wait.
Okay.
They don't like it, let them get out. All right. It is
so
tight. Get out. Get out. Yeah, that, my doctor does that. He goes in the living room. The waiting room says, is anybody sick here? Anybody sick in this room? If you're not sick, get out. He throws them out. If you don't believe in Inner Sight, get out.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, and then he starts cursing.
Uh-oh.
The only doctor I ever heard that curses in the waiting room, you know. Huh! Like that. Huh! And the nurse freaks out, Dr. Herman, please. if they don't like it, I don't care. That's all right. Don't worry about it. It's good for you. I read it in a magazine. Cursing is good for stress, he goes. Woo! All right, then his son comes in, and son's autistic. He comes buzzing through the office. He thinks he's an airplane. All right, landing. He says to him, all right, Georgie, land. And Georgie goes, wah, wah, wah.
Uh-oh.
Right in the office. Then the old lady comes in.
Uh-oh.
It's about 98.
Mm.
And comes there once or twice a week. You know, she has somebody drive her. You know. And she comes in and she bugs him.
I'm very sick. I have to go to the hospital. Can you get me an ambulance, Harry? I'm very sick.
And I was there one day and he came up to me, Frank, let me borrow the dog. Oh, I wanna bite her in the ass. Can you borrow the dog? You want to talk my dog? This is a doctor, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the top internist in the world.
That's great.
That people are calling him up in between. Other doctors call him for advice.
That's good.
Because he's so damn smart. But you wouldn't know it. He acts like a jackass. He wears sneakers and old dirty pants to work. Woo! And somebody said, one day somebody said, Dr. Carmen, don't you think you should wash your pants? Yeah, forgot. Yeah, I had to go to the hospital. I forgot to do it. Well, they look bad. They look too bad. He's wearing his old dirty pants with a blazer.
To make him look good?
A regular riot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Harry. Whoever that is, get out of here. Anyway. All right, Inside, give me some Red Fox music. Sanford
okay.
and Son.
Here it comes.
All right, this has an anonymous writer, this piece. Inside. Don't worry, I'll go to the doctor because I want that date. I want that date with that girl. Wait a minute. How old you say she was? Hey, Fred, who's that on the phone? Oh, that's the super-duper dating service. Super-duper dating service? Well, you going to get married? I ain't getting married. I'm going out on a date with a young chick. A young chick? Fred, you sure you can handle that? Of course I can handle it, Brittany. What do you think all this blubber is on me? It's protection from disease. Protection from disease? I don't know. I know a fella had all that blubber. And one day he just keeled over, and the doctor said it was because he had too much fat on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, this ain't fat. This is muscle. I got muscle there. You see that? Anyway, you go out to this club is exclusive, see? You want to go out with a young girl, you got to go to the doctor to get a checkup first. See, they want to make sure that you don't have no disease. You ain't going to give the girl no disease. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Fred. What doctor is that? It's called Dr. Ringer. Dr. who? Dr. Ringer. Dr. Ringer? Yeah, because he takes care of your ding-a-linger. Dr. Ringer with the ding-a-linger. Oh, yeah. Kubalikoo. Come on, Grady. You want to go to the doctor with me? Come on, I'll get you an examination, too. I'll get you an elongated ringer, ding-a-linger. Wrong, elongated ding-a-ringer. See? So then you can go out with the young girl.
All right, now, gentlemen, now just have a seat, and the doctor will be with you momentarily.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Hey, wait a minute, nurse. Let me ask you a question. You ain't the date, are you?
No, I'm not the date.
Oh, that's good. But you look like you're ready to keel over and die. One foot in the grave, and the other one struggling to get in.
Will you, what kind of a doctor? Hurry up, this man needs help.
Hey, Fred, that, that's a good thing she's not it. I was about ready to run out the door. Oh, yes, gentlemen, may I help you? I'm Dr. Ringer. How's your ding-a-linger?
Okay, Doc. Now, wait a minute. They said in the magazine that you can extend the ding-a-linger at least 3 or 4 inches. Is that true?
Of course it's true. You have the money.
Oh, the money. Yeah, well, then don't worry. My son's going to take care of that.
Your son, huh?
Yeah, he'll be here in a little while. He's going to take care of it. And this is my friend Grady. He wants to get his ding-a-linger extended, too.
Uh-huh. Now, you want a date with that young girl in the magazine, right?
Yeah, that's right. That 19-year-old young one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know those young girls, they like the long ding-a-linger, the long style.
That's right, the long style created by Dr. Ringer. Now, we have to examine you first and then determine if you're eligible for the long ding-a-ringer operation.
Long ding-a-ringer, Fred, the long ding-a-ringer operation, what's that?
That's where we take your your ring-a-linger and match it up with somebody else's, and we take a piece of theirs and add it to yours.
What? Wait a minute. You mean tell me you're going to take somebody else's ding-a-linger and sew it onto my ding-a-linger, and I'm going to have a ringer ding-a-linger elongated?
That's right, Mr. Sanford.
Oh, no.
And you'll have to take a lot of drugs to maintain that ding-a-linger. Otherwise, it goes out of commission. And you don't want that to happen in the middle of your date.
Yeah,
Fred, I don't know about this. I didn't think we had to. I thought it was just that they take the ding-a-linger out of a box and paste it on to you. Are you crazy? What's wrong with you, Grady? You can't paste no ding-a-linger on somebody and hope it's going to stay there.
Yeah, but then your ding-a-linger will fall off, and you'll have to go back to Dr. Ringer.
Ding-a-linger.
Woo!
So Fred and Grady got out of there. They didn't want no operation. Somebody else.
Blame them.
A piece of somebody else's ding-a-linger on them. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Oh, where do you get those ding-a-lingers from, Doc?
Oh, we just go out in the street and look around. Pick up a couple of people who need a few bucks, you know, and we screen them, and then we screen them, and then we ring them.
Screen them and ring them. Oh, no.
Well.
Woo!
All right, inside power. By the way, don't try any of these things at home.
There you go, your disclaimer.
Don't try and bring a ding at home. All right, now who did you say we had calls?
Yes, we have Sweet Pepper Tree and Lorraine. But you said they could wait.
Oh, well, Lorraine, you can let it. She, we need her for the applause. Hey, Lorraine, you got any applause?
Wait, hold on, I'm getting there. Okay.
Yeah.
I do.
We need some applause.
Yes, I do. I have it.
I had applause on the board, but they took it off.
Lorraine.
Yes, you can.
I That is some food. Mm. All right. All right, in a sight, thank you so much. And tonight, our Father's Day dedication with Sweet Pepper Treat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is dedicated to all you deadbeat dads out there. Better send in your money or else.
Or else is right.
Well, let's get Pepper.
Okay.
Sweet Pepper Treat in here.
Hey,
in
Sweet Pepper Treat and Lorraine.
Well, howdy, you beautiful ladies, and howdy, Frank.
There you go.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and howdy out there to the
yeah.
radio work.
All right. The good thing I didn't get the ding-a-ling operation. I don't need it anyway.
There you go.
All right, in the sight. Sweet Pepper Treat, our Father's Day dedication to the deadbeat dad and all the rest. Where we at?
This goes out to all those wonderful fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready?
All right. We're ready.
Yeah, why not? Yes.
That kid got a good voice, you know. I mean, he sounds
right.
Like my mother when he was drunk. All right. Well, what's that kid's name, Sweet Pepper?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No,
right.
I do not know.
No, all right. Anyway, that's a cool song. I never heard that song before.
Me neither.
I liked it, though.
Yes,
yeah.
Nice.
All right, happy Father's Day coming up on Sunday. And I'm thinking about all the deadbeat dads and all the dads that the kids hate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of those, you know. You got to be realistic.
Yeah.
I mean. A lot of them out there. Anyway, you got another song? Let's get that. We had a Merle Haggard song.
We got it right here. I'm all ready.
It's about me.
Daddy Frank.
Yes. Daddy Frank. Here we go. Merle Haggard.
This came out in 1972.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
72.
1972. Are you ready?
That's the year I was a daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Okay, are we ready for it?
The Ex-Jail Bird. Here we go. All right.
Okay.
Got it. Let it roll.
Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French horn. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear our pretty music. She read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living. And our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo. Cause Daddy Frank, the guitar man, was blind. Frank and Mom counted on each other. Their one and only weakness made them strong. Hey, Mama did the driving for the family. And Frank made a living with a song. Home was just a camp along the highway. A pickup bed was where he fed it down. Don't ever once remember going hungry. I remember Mama cooking on the ground. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French horn. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear our pretty music. She read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all part of living. And our own main living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo. Cause Daddy Frank's guitar man was blind. Don't remember how they got acquainted. I can't recall this time came to be. But there had to be some special help from someone. And blessed be the one who let it be. Fever caused my mama's loss of hearing. Daddy Frank was born without his side. And Mama needed someone she could lean on. I believe the guitar man was right. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French horn. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the music. She got it and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living. And I means of living at the night. And it wasn't like no normal family combo. Cause Daddy Frank, the guitar man, was blind. Daddy Frank, hey Merle Haggard.
Daddy Frank.
You know Merle Haggard. When Johnny Cash gave that show at the jail, the prison.
Right.
I forget the name of the prison. San Quentin, I think it was. San Quentin, California. Merle Haggard was in prison. He was one of the prisoners when Johnny was up there singing, you know. And then, of course, they
wow, came to prison. No kidding.
Yeah. And Merle wrote a song about Johnny. You know, he dedicated a song to him. He passed away.
Right.
So isn't that ironic?
It is.
Yeah,
that
he's
is.
Frank. I don't think he was a deadbeat.
No.
He was a good
daddy. It was a dadgum good daddy.
Huh?
I said he was a dadgum good daddy.
There you go.
He took care of his family.
That's right. Like your daddy was.
Yeah, my daddy was a coal miner.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. All right. All right, Inner Sight, Sweet Pepper Tree. You got any more songs, or that's it?
Nope, that's it, darling.
That's it for tonight. But that was really cool, and we think of all those dads who are away from their family, you know.
Yes, I hope they all have a wonderful Father's Day.
Yeah, and thank you so much for that, baby doll, and we'll catch up with you.
All right, talk to you later. Ladies, see you have a beautiful night. I will. He's sleeping
hello
right
to
now.
Oscar.
Okie dokie.
All right. All right, Inner Sight, Sweet Pepper Treat. And we got Jimmy Dinnigan coming up. Louie's supposed to be here.
He came in earlier. Here he is.
Is Louie still on the line?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, all right. All right. Inner Sight. Let's get Louie the Lip on the line. Hey, Lorraine, how about some applause?
Come.
We get some applause? With Pepper?
No, Pepper's away. She's out of here.
Hey, Pepper. All right.
Hello?
Louie the Lip. You.
Hey. This is Wee Pepper Tree talking.
It's not on.
Wee
anymore.
Pepper Tree. Yeah?
Here. Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you her brother?
No, I'm my Aunt Tilly. My name is Wee Pepper Tree. Speaking on Block Talk Radio, we have a lot of laughter going on with Sweet Pepper Tweet. What was the song she was playing?
Daddy Frank.
Uh-oh.
Merle Haggard.
Yeah, that's right.
Daddy Frank, that's me.
Yeah.
Merle Haggard song. You heard that song before?
Yeah, I remember the late Merle Haggard.
Yeah. So listen, wait a minute. You're not a father. Are you a father?
Uh-oh.
Well, me.
Yeah.
Nah, my name is Sweet Pepper Tweet. That's me on the radio talking to Frank Marino.
I mean, I know you're not a mother. You might be a father.
You're funny.
You're funny, too.
You're not a deadbeat dad, are you?
No, he isn't.
Nope.
He's a good man.
You'd be alive. You're alive, beat dad.
There you go.
And Father's Day is Sunday.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What's going on with the sergeant Sunday? Your dad.
We're going to a Spanish restaurant.
Nice.
Are you?
Pollo Mario in Brentwood.
Oh, I heard of that.
Oh. Julio Mario.
Uh-huh.
All right, so are you going to sing some Spanish songs over there or what?
I bet they got a microphone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to have rice and beans and steak.
Oh, nice.
Sounds you're going to take the old man out, right?
Yeah, we're all taking him out.
Yeah, for Foster's. Yeah. Hey, Louie, wish all our Spanish friends a Happy Father's Day in Spanish. Come on. Let's...
Día la madre, Día la Padres, el domingo de Día la Padres.
Domingo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, Louie, how you doing?
I saw you on TV.
You did? This is the first time. I'm going to be on.
I saw you and Frank Perino on television yesterday. I didn't know you were on TV.
How'd I look?
I look like those shade glasses with a long hair and a cute face and everything.
Oh, thank you. Thank
shade
you very
glasses,
much.
Long hair and an ugly face? What?
You didn't say ugly.
No, it's no ugly
anyway.
Face.
He said cute face.
Oh, you saw the show, huh?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I forgot. I thought they were putting it on. They started it this week.
Yeah, that's just nice for Father's Day.
All right, we got to tweet it.
Yes,
hey, Louie.
Talk to me.
Yeah, so what is the greatest Spanish song that there ever was? No.
Oye, ¿cómo va? Bésame mucho.
Mm.
Spanish Bésame. Eyes. Bésame mucho.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you gave me a love drowser, your music device.
Oh, no.
Bésame. Bésame mucho. Love me for, ow. I'll say it again. Love me for, ow, forever. And kissy, will we be by.
Sound like a sick tool.
Yeah. Or a whiny cow.
Hey, Lou, who wrote that song?
Man, one of the Spanish writers wrote it, and then Beatles did it.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. That's a great Bésame Mucho.
Yeah, I know about that, but I never that
for Kiss Me More.
The what?
Stands for Kiss Me More.
Yeah.
You play the conga drum with that?
I used to play it with the Dreammakers.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. All
and,
right, so...
And the straight saxophone.
Yeah.
You like it with the saxophone itself, it plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that, right?
Yeah.
So how was the parade? Did you go?
Nah, I watched it on television.
Puerto Rican Day Parade, right? Day Parade.
Yeah. I wish Frank Perino was over there to say hello to Dave Navarro and Jose Joe Torres from Channel 7 Eyewitness News. Bring Frank Perino and introduce those reporters and talk about Inner Sight.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
Frank.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you got a beard, Frank.
Yeah. Always have.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't always have. Let it grow.
Yeah, keep the beard on.
Yeah, so how do I look with the beard, all right?
So far, okay. Each time you dream me a kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Love me for ow, forever, and kissy, wet kissy, boy, will be mine.
That's what the father sings to the mother.
There you go.
Yeah. That's right.
Right?
Yep. I'm very happy I saw you on television.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
next
I'll see
we'll
it again
you
as a repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'll be on again. I'll see it again.
Yeah, you will. You see it a different way, though.
Okay.
Hey, Louis.
Guys, I gotta get off the phone.
Okay.
Okay, I owe you a song, Frank.
All right.
Okay, have a good weekend. Happy Fosse, and I love you, Suzanne. I'm glad I'm happy I saw your face on television.
Oh, thank you. Have a good evening, okay? I'm going to put you where
you're
supposed to.
Okay, you're my heart. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Now, what is a good... what's a good punishment for all the deadbeat dads out there?
Oh,
you know,
my.
They come up with it. You know, now they put your... Well, now, I don't know how long it's been going on, but they put you in jail now if you don't pay for your children.
Depends, I guess, how long you know, in jail.
So some of the guys, fathers, they purposely don't get a job.
Hmm.
So they don't have to spend the money.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now they ought to take those guys and make them work.
Hmm.
You know? Make them work at the job that nobody wants. And send in that money for the little ones.
Yeah, right?
That's what they should do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Frank.
Give them the hardest job.
Oh, wow.
And the deadbeat dads.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of when I was in school, see?
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Dinigan came in. And he disrupted the class, as usual, of course. He said,
My mother and my father had a big fight.
Okay.
Yeah, and my father threw the garbage at at my mother. Yeah. And they were yelling and
Miss Ma said, Jimmy, sit down and be silent.
We don't want to hear this. Ah, I mean, it was terrible. There was garbage all over the place, all over the house. We had to clean it up. Yeah, and my mother told my father to get out. She threw him out in the street. Well, he deserved it.
That's
for
right.
Throwing garbage out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what they fight about. It's something about instead of paying the rent, he went out gambling with the horses.
Uh-oh.
That sounds like my old man, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he went out gambling with the and he didn't pay the rent, and we were going to get in trouble for that.
Oh, wow.
So they had a big fight, and there was garbage all over the place, and my mother made my father clean up, and you clean up that garbage, and you better pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, I don't know if he paid, I guess he paid it, because we're still in the house. So he paid the rent, and then I had to go to school.
Mm.
I don't know what happened with the school. Can you imagine if you went to school and there was a big garbage fight in the school, and the school didn't pay the rent?
Jimmy, cut that out.
And Miss Ma, it would be terrible. Garbage all over you, and then you have to wear garbage man boots in school.
Jimmy, will you sit down and stop that nonsense?
Yeah, but I don't want a big fight with garbage in the school. Janie will fall. She can't see it. She can't see the garbage. Well, Jimmy, I'm not going to walk in garbage. What do you think I am, stupid?
No, you're not stupid. You're just blind. You can't help. I'm blind, too, but I can't help it. I can't help it that they made me blind. And then with the garbage in the school, I wonder if Mr. Kramer would like it if the school was all full of garbage.
No.
Of course he wouldn't like it. What kind of a thing is that?
I don't know. Mr. Kramer, maybe you go to my house and tell my father not to go to play the horses and pay the rent.
And Jimmy went on and on and on with that. And I don't know where he got that story from, but I guess it was true.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe it was true. They had an argument over the rent, and there was garbage all over the house.
There you go.
All right, in a sight, frolic. Let's see. Let me go down the line. Monday night, Mad or Glad. Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday's our nursing home show.
Yeah.
Let's get a count. How many people? How many listeners we got?
All right, hang on. Okay.
In a sight.
All right, hang on. Okay, here. It's coming up now.
Thursday's a different subject. Friday is the funnies.
Okay. You ready? 120, 120, 277 old time. Listen.
120,277.
Correct. That's a lot. We went up a good 200 in that.
All right, in the site, 852, New York, 851, actually, on the Frolics. And anybody out there, 213-816-1650, if you want to say something stupid, just dial us up and
Looks
be
like
a part
I'm
of Father's Day show. And I want to take these few minutes and dedicate them to my old buddy, Pat Cooper, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was now.
Yeah.
And he got a couple of fond memories. Some years ago, when I sang in the subway 24 hours straight, and they put it on the Fox News had it, and all the other stations followed us. Some of you may remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Pat came down to the subway. I told him where I was going to be. He came down, and he was so funny, as he always was, you know. And what are you doing out here? You look like a moron. What's the matter with you? What do you need that dog for? That poor dog. I don't know if I had my dog. I don't think I had. No. I think I left my dog home. I don't remember. I think I did. Now listen. Stop that singing. What are you singing for? You sound like a moron, too. And then he says, I'll give you $5 to stop singing.
Hmm.
Stop singing.
Did you?
He gave me the $5 then.
Aww.
That was Pat.
That was nice.
You know,
that was Pat.
He lived his art. He was a great guy. And we did a television show together. And he liked it so much that he tried to get me on the network.
No.
And when they rejected it, he got very angry at him. He called him up and cursed him out. That was his style.
Mm-hmm.
So the late great Pat Cooper And I'll never forget, we were walking down the street in the village, going over to his place, his apartment. And he said, "You think you're blind? There's a guy with two dogs just walked into the wall."
Sorry. That's funny.
So he was always careful, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Lived a long, long time, too. We have any Pat Cooper videos you can pull up?
No, I didn't. I didn't know. Okay, hold on. Let me look.
Well, maybe you can find them. Can you find one?
Yeah, I am.
A few minutes left.
How about something with Pat Cooper and Howard Stern?
Pat Cooper, anything.
Okay. Inside Stern, Pat Cooper's decades-long feud. They had a feud, you know. I didn't know that. Okay, 4 minutes. I don't know. Do we have enough time? We might.
Yep.
It goes. Oh, that's an ad. Why is that come out now? Yeah, I'm trying.
All right, Inner Sight. And my dear friend, Pat Cooper. By the way, I got news tonight of another death. One of our advocates passed away.
Who?
Yeah, Robin Cassidy.
Oh, she passed away?
Yeah.
Oh.
She liked Pat, too.
Yeah, no.
Did you find anything?
Well, may she rest in... No, I didn't, because I don't have a little bit of money to pay for it.
Yeah,
no.
Anyway, we'll try to make up for that. We'll try to get a...
One that's not cost
that
money.
We can play, and we'll honor Pat.
Yep. Maybe on open mic or something.
He was a big member of the Friars Club, Pat Cooper.
Mm.
All right, Inner Sight. Hope you had a little crazy fun. And happy, healthy Father's Day to all. You know, and all you deadbeat dads, get over and help those kids out and do something for them. Don't be a deadbeat all your life.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And our deepest condolences to the Cassidy friends and family. For Robin. All right. We'll be with you Monday, man. I'm glad. And what do I hear in the news today? Well, we'll have to hold it till Monday. We're just about out of time.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much. Hey, Lorraine, you got any more applause over the hill?
Yes, I do.
Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, thank you.